Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Borderless Minds podcast, the BM Pod. Again, you've probably realized we like the DMV area. This is our second episode of On the Road in the DMV area, and we have a special guest, our first female guest on the BM Pod.
I know that.
So,
to highlight that.
Yes. Yes. And it's the year 2025. You can see the year 2025 is starting off strong. Yes, different perspective and point of view. Again, it's your favorite hosts, Jadot and my boy
Christian. I don't know why you keep saying favorite hosts.
We'll eventually be.
So it's brainwashing.
Brainwashing.
This, from what I've heard, people like our podcast. At least maybe they lied to me. Anyway, while we're saying that, please go and follow our social media platforms at the BM Pod on Instagram and TikTok while it's still active. THEBMPOD at the BM Pod. Also, subscribe, turn on notifications for any new content that's uploaded to YouTube. Please go ahead, and that way you can get the notifications and be able to catch up. If this is your first time seeing us, go ahead and just see other videos as well to get a good idea of what this podcast is about, and you're probably gonna figure out what we're doing. And we hope that this year is starting off strong. We've already had amazing guests lined up for you guys, and we hope that we inspire some of you guys, make a lot of you guys laugh as well, and also tap into different things that you didn't know were there. Without further ado, I would like to introduce our first guest, Kelly. Go ahead and tell our audience what's your name and how long you've been in the U.S. and what you currently do.
I'm Kelly, as you said. I've been here since 2011. I was doing the math. It's a long time. I basically grew up here at this point.
Yes.
And I'm a designer here in Washington, D.C.
Interior designer? Clothes designer?
Yeah. Oh, true. I'm an interior designer / architecture. Well, really, building designer, if you will.
How did you get into that? Actually, even the fit also matches.
I mean, you know, design is design. You gotta,
show
in every part of your life. I like that.
You gotta channel that into every aspect of your life.
I mean, inspiration.
I like that.
You know, I feel like I should dress up.
Okay. Anytime you're about to go, into a house, interior, designing a house, designing clothes, everything. You start in the morning, it's designing.
It's a blessing and a curse.
You're stuck into it.
That nail should not be there.
We saw you when you walked in the house, you started putting things together.
Behind the scenes.
This place has changed because she just walked in. But that's how you show that you actually that person in life, and it's not just something you do for work, because you even just portraying everything else aspects in your life. But before we go farther into it, the little things, how did you get into that? What was your major?
I did architecture in school, and I think we'll talk about it, but so I came here for part of high school.
Okay, that's what I was gonna ask. Did you come here to college, or did you start with high school when you first came to the U.S.? What was your first education level when you came? Was it high school? And then what came to the decision of you coming to the U.S.? Did you consider anywhere else before coming to the U.S.?
To be honest, I didn't even know that the U.S. was an option. It was, I knew I wanted to go somewhere.
Yeah.
That I didn't want to go to school in Rwanda.
In the Rwanda college. Yeah.
I knew I wanted to do architecture.
Wow.
In Rwanda, I think the school of architecture was
Kist?
2 years old, basically.
Yeah.
Two or three years.
Wow.
So already that, I'm like, oh my God, that's too young.
Yeah.
So I always thought, honestly, I was going to go to Singapore.
Yeah.
Because that's where
I remember all of my friends, anybody that I knew that was older was doing that.
But then in between, I just started at Green Hills.
Yeah.
And so my parents were like, oh, do you really want to do this? I was like, I mean, I think it makes sense. Did I know what architecture was fully? I just knew it was growing houses. I knew it wasn't
sounded cool.
But it was still kind of science mathy. I was I'll do that.
Yeah.
And then they sat me down one day and they were like, hey, you said you want to do this. Do you think you'd want to go to the U.S.? I was like, oh.
It's an option?
That's an option, yeah.
And at what time point are you having this conversation with your parents? What grade
I think
are you?
It was grade 11.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's when we had just switched to
IB.
Yeah,
from IB. Cambridge to IB, yeah.
Insanity. And I was absolutely. You mean I don't have to take IB?
You and Kenny escaped. You and Kenny escaped.
I was like, absolutely. I'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did they get informed about schools in yours with their friends? Or did they just like, hey, we want to invest in you? Which
I think they... So there was like a wave of kids that at were that kind time, of... Yeah. Yeah, right then in 20... I think it was 2011. And there, a lot of kids were coming here, and so we had a couple family friends, and then we had another family friend who kind of sat with them. I was obviously, this was all happening to me. I was just
behind the scenes. You just
I was fighting with IB and like Cass and doing my
I'm media. Fighting for my life.
Yeah, every day, bro. And then the whole English thing, which I think we had the same experience where we did like Francophone school. So now I'm at Green Hills trying to learn English.
English.
And then, like America, I was like.
To be honest with you, trying to go, I'm not cutting you, but the way you seemed at Green Hills, it looked, you were comfortable in English, like compared to how I was, because I saw you, it was, well, a few other people that were coming from different schools, from French, Francophone, but the way you integrated, man, I was like, I want to be like Kelly, like, I want to do that, because you seemed comfortable.
You know the fake it till you make it. It was nice, because sometimes Abi would be in, like, the cafeteria.
Yes.
People would say something, I would just smile. Like, yeah. I was just saying.
Okay, so it wasn't just me. But for better context, they went to the same high school, which was like, a little
switching from Francophone to English.
Francophone is, means like, French is like the medium of communication at that school. That's what it means, Francophone.
Forgetting that.
See, this is like, but to be fair, our class was, most of us were French speaking.
Yes. Okay.
So we would only speak English in class. In
when you had to.
Classes, when we had to.
Yeah.
Every other minute, French
or Kinyarwanda.
So really, it was like a semi truck.
But it kind of helped, because the adjustment of different schools is pretty much what portrays when you start going outside. We were discussing that with Igor in a previous episode about how you've been adjusting to so many things in your life that that's like a training for you. So that even the language switching, culture switching here is another thing that
adaptability.
I didn't realize that this is something that we're being trained for the future. So it's a skill.
I mean, we didn't know, but for sure, because imagine... before Green Hills, I was at Notre Dame.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna ask.
Very different, very.
Or the way Americans may say Notre Dame. So just,
I'm trying to. Like,
Notre Dame. It's not so wrong when you say it like that.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, go Buckeyes.
Tomorrow is the finals. Do you watch football?
Of course.
Okay, all right. We'll get there.
We'll get there. I had to.
All right. Here you're sitting down with your parents, and they're telling
so
you
they
like
tell
this
me,
is an option.
And then they're like, "Well, so you have to do like a little interview with the school." I was like, what does that mean? They're like, yeah, like, she's going to call you, and then you're just going to talk.
Yeah.
And this is the high school, the U.S.
This
high school?
This is the U.S. high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, sure, I'll do it. And then in, I think they had also said that I played basketball, which, you know, back then I was a hot shot.
Yeah.
If I may say.
Literally.
Candace Parker of Rwanda.
I can't call
Candace Parker.
You know? Yeah. Back then.
Like,
JHK Hall of Famer, if you all crazy. Pretty much seen this.
May I ask how tall you are? Like, we may edit this out if you
how
don't
tall
want
I am now or back
Yeah,
then?
Now.
Now, I'm about 6'3".
I just wanted to give people context.
JHK Girls School on the map.
You know that I went on the news.
You were? Yeah. You know that? No, actually, I didn't know that. That's news to me.
I did a little interview. I think it was like TVR.
Oh, really?
After
the JHK Championship at IFAK, I remember.
Yeah.
IFAK. Yeah. Just for context.
Oh, I keep, you know, did you know like IFAK and how they actually say IFAK, like, but in English, how
sounds
it's
like a cuss
word. So he keeps saying you. Like, I didn't know. It's like, thank you. Me too. But this guy somehow catches everything. He's like a genius. Like a little moderator that gets
three steps ahead.
I'm like, okay. But yes,
anyway,
you were on TV right after basketball.
I think the coach was like, hey, like, the news is going to be here. Do you want to do like a little interview? I was like, sure. In what language? Kinyarwanda.
Oh, really?
How was your language?
How do you express?
Because you said like you went to. Hard. I'm assuming. Where did you go to primary school, elementary school?
La Colombia. Of course.
I figured. Anyway, so La Colombia, French speaking, primary school, and then Notre Dame.
Notre Dame equally French.
So and then you switched to English.
Because remember, I think it was
2010,
around, like 2010,
Commonwealth,
2009.
When we did the switch.
Everything switched.
Mm-hmm.
And they all decided we're going to do English now.
Yeah.
That's when you went to GHA as well.
Yeah. So it's like, I possibly, I got to be immersed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The parents actually
I had to negotiate,
To negotiate with
my parents, because Notre Dame is a great school.
Right.
It's like the brightest of the brightest go there.
The girls, yes.
And I was like, I had to sit them down. I was like, Mom and Dad, I need to ask you something, because I think at that time a couple of friends had just gone to Green Hills. And I was like, I don't want to stay here. My friends are over there.
I want to go.
It's like, what if I score really highly on the national
exam? Ooh, that was...
And, you know, I was like, can we switch? And also with the new English, the school system doesn't quite... You know, the teachers don't speak English, and it'll be good for us. Yeah.
Man, was it. That was something. You know? But okay, wow.
That's actually a strong argument.
She was negotiating at that age.
Did you even think about the teachers, or you just wanted to go with the friends?
I just wanted to go. but then my sister had just started school... Like, she's, like, a couple years behind me, and she was in that class that was speaking English, and I was hearing the professors.
The way they teach.
No way I'm making it in life if I have to like, see all my friends go to an English school, and then
and
I'll
just
be here pretending.
Yeah.
And I was also tired of, like, an all-girls...
Like, a boarding school.
Yeah.
Run by nine.
Did you go... boarding? Was it boarding school when you went going there, or, like, did you go home?
I went home up until the last year.
And then it was boarding school.
To study. You know?
So you're one of those kids, huh?
I was like,
you're a basketball player. Kelly, the basketball player. Did you play basketball like Notre Dame?
I did. And up until my grades started suffering, not because of basketball, because I was just
tired
playing
around.
Being a teenager.
It's not an environment where you feel like
so my parents were like, well, you need to focus on school.
Forget basketball.
So forget basketball. I was like, oh no.
That's how I study, actually.
I was like, actually, basketball really helps.
Yes.
You make sure that you study.
100%.
So then I went to boarding school so that I could do both basketball and study.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. Okay, so you do at Green Hills, you do an interview for the U.S. high school.
Yeah. Talking to me, and for the most part, honestly, thank God she spoke slowly, because half of it, I was like, I don't know exactly.
She spoke what?
Very slowly.
Oh.
Because one, it's not on video. It's like Skype.
So I
forgot about Skype.
And the internet was not
as
strong.
Yeah,
so with video, nothing.
Cutting
happened.
All the time.
MTN modem.
Yeah, so she would ask questions, and I would just think about it, and then I'll respond. Yeah. Honestly, I don't remember what she asked, but I think it worked out more or less, because after that, they're like, well, can you send us a video of you playing basketball?
Yeah.
I was like, how do I even go about that? Like, who do I ask?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you get the video?
Yeah. I asked a friend. I was like, I'm just going to shoot around. Can you
just send it?
Yeah. So then I sent that. They're like, ah, sold. They come on.
They probably sold the height. They were like.
But just like dribbling and shooting. You know.
But no, she is really good. Like, when
I believe
you.
I believe you.
No, I'm retired now. No. I can't be bothered to play.
Coaching.
Yeah.
So you don't play no more?
Well, I do, but it's so aggressive.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Once I got here, I was like, oh my God, you're just pushing me around.
Like, it's different type of competitiveness when it's here.
Yeah.
Like they do pros here versus like Ronda, you're doing just for fun. Like, there's no going pro.
Oh, I said, there was no WNBA on the picture for you.
Now, once I saw what I had to do, I was like, I got to hit the weights every day. Every day is crazy.
I just want to play.
I want to play
for
the fun.
Forget everything else.
For the fun, yeah.
And then wake up. Because they wake up in the morning and they do the workout.
Yeah.
Nah, I like to sleep in.
Because he did that in college here.
I had to wake up at 4 a.m. I still had classes at 8, and I was sleeping in. Like, I was falling asleep during classes. So you're right. Like, it's a dedication.
It's a full career, basically.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's your life. People are serious about it. We just don't know for us, because you play home. You play, like, maybe, what, 3-4 times a week? And it's just playing. There's
nothing on the line.
Mm-hmm. It's just, okay, I'm still going to go play. I like it. It's fun. Like you say, it kind of helps with... disciplining yourself and say, I'm making time for playing, I'm making time to study, I'm making time to the dedication to itself kind of translates it's also in everything else that you do, because you're dedicated, you see things that are going in, you're being interviewed.
It's just a lot.
So you can see, like, it translates in your life. But so you go here. Go ahead.
Quick interjection. TVL is the national television. Like Rwandan television. RTV. For context, they're saying a lot of things in French. Just for clarification, a lot of things are being said in French. So anyway, so you did your interview. Now, like, it's in the picture of you being able to come to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's next?
Where's your school actually?
Where's this school? It was in Connecticut.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you think I called it that? And I was in Connecticut, please. Because the first time they said, I was like, I don't know what that means. I knew two things. I knew Boston and I knew Los Angeles.
And New York,
yeah.
The big cities.
Everything else, I was like, I don't know what that means, but it's America.
It's America.
America was tall buildings, the sun.
Just winter?
Like, yeah. No, winter, I was like, that's... The snow is for the movies and it's for Christmas.
Really?
Oh.
So you were not excited about winter?
Well, I hadn't. The only thing that I knew was what I saw in movies.
Was movies,
yeah. Like, did you have any idea of what being that cold meant?
No. But I wanted to see it. I wanted to.
Of course, I wanted to see it. But I was more excited about the skyscrapers and the Boston Celtics.
Nice. Yeah.
So then after that, I think the school, like, we had to work out the financials and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was super lucky. Got a really good scholarship.
Basketball helped.
Of course, basketball helped. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was coming. So the school is a boarding school. Yeah. High school.
Wow.
Because nobody else from my family was coming. It was just me. Yeah.
So you have to find a way, where to live.
Yeah.
And how big was your school? Like, how many, what's like your student average? Like,
I think it was 1,000.
Oh, okay.
No, it was maybe like 200.
Wow.
That's small.
Yeah, private. So it was a private prep school.
Like, only a private one would take you because like they have the infrastructure to be able to like know all those things. Yeah.
Live on campus and
So you get acceptance. Did you tell anybody at school? All I remember.
I couldn't tell
left.
Anybody.
I know.
Because, why?
Because I wasn't sure. Because one, I wasn't sure about a visa. Yes. I wasn't sure if what the money was gonna be, and it was just a lot.
There's
happening.
A lot going on. Yeah. So what are you thinking? You're coming to school. You're just
coming to school. And I'm like, I don't know.
I won't be here for long.
And then we just make plans like, oh, what are we gonna do this summer? I was like, Just let me know.
Somebody's
meanwhile, I'm like, I gotta buy like jeans and like a sweater for maybe America.
Yeah.
Man.
And then it'd be like, do you wanna go to because I was doing like IB, so like math, HL. And I'm like, I'm
tired. Especially once you get into that mindset, like, am I go?
Yeah. But then I was like, oh, maybe I should work harder so that I get the good grades that I need to go, because I think they still needed to see
the transcripts.
Transcripts.
At the U.S. Embassy or like at the school once you get here, like the official transcripts?
I think all of it. Because it was either, I wasn't done. I still had one more year of high school. So I know that some people were maybe going to get held back depending on what.
I see what you're saying.
I got to make sure that
I'm not wasting any
grades. And obviously if my parents see like anything below,
they might change their
mind.
They're
like, actually, it's not even worth it.
Come back.
You're not even serious about school.
Yeah, so you so you never let remove the foot off the gas, so you
never
kept
let
doing
up.
Everything
like
nothing.
Full speed ahead is like a chance to go to America. If I have to spend all night of that, I would have done it.
Man, okay.
So at what point did you get the answer that this
is the answer, honestly, I got it maybe a month or two before I left. And I left in, I think it was like August of 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I knew in June, July.
Yeah.
Okay.
That even my siblings didn't know.
Huh.
Because it was so unsure. Because it was still.
Wow.
It's a lot of money.
I bet.
When they, because the schools are like, oh yeah, it's going to be $80,000.
A year.
Say again?
A year for high school.
Like, can I say that one more time?
Did you
say 80?
80. That's actually
That's a whole houses. Business.
Like, so that's when I was like, there's no way, unless my parents are Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way that's
happening. Especially like for high school, because usually high school like is very cheap back home. Like, compared to like paying that much money like for.
Obviously, like it was nowhere near that.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, like anything within, because in school, like Notre Dame, where I was going, it was like 17 Rwandan francs.
Yeah.
Trimester.
Yeah, so I don't know. What is that?
It's about $10.
That's like $10.
17,000.
No, so it's about $10.
$17,000 is $170.
Is it? No.
$17,000, not $170,000.
It's not 1,700. It's 17,000. It's $170.
$1 is 1,000 something.
It's $17.
Yeah. 17.
Yeah, more like 12 and 13. Yeah.
Yeah, something. So like.
Wait. Are we saying this right? Please.
$1 is 1,000.
1,000. But it's not 1,700. It's 17,000.
Rwandan francs.
Sit meal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, the sit meal is 17. Oh my God. I thought it was 170,000.
I apologize for what I'm about to say.
Do not, whatever you're about to say.
Anyway.
it's an open space.
Yes.
But
usually when you say like we paid for high school, people don't usually hear understand because public high school, you don't pay. Here in the U.S. So like we paid for school, but it's still cheap,
public,
you know.
Yeah, so it was a public school.
Yeah.
So a year we were paying like, at least at Notre Dame, I was paying less than $100
for a year.
And then we went to Green Hills, and that was a huge deal because that's when we were talking about $1,000.
Yeah.
Still.
It's a trimester.
It's like a huge jump.
So it better be worth it. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about high school. Like
times 10, times 100.
Like a flight to America is more than what we were paying.
Yes.
Probably like for 6 years.
Yes.
What I paid for 6 years. Yeah. Like.
IFK.
No, you can say IFAK now, but.
IFAK. Yeah, okay.
I keep
IFAK. Yeah. So then once we agree and my parents were, you know, you gotta be a good student, you gotta do all these things, no distractions. Of course, they sent me to the one school that we were not allowed to have Facebook up until, so they would, no, we could have Facebook, but they limited
the amount
hours.
Of time you
spend. Screen time.
It would be blocked off of the network up until 7 p.m. or something.
Then you can go
on
social media.
Oh, then you can do social media.
And it wasn't a big thing back then. So, wow.
Well, that's how I was communicating with everybody back in Rwanda.
Left us.
Oh.
I know, because I left. I think I told you guys.
The last maybe minute, like, I think. For us, it's like,
the last
I'm leaving tomorrow.
I was like, guys, next week.
Yeah,
America.
Something like that.
And I think a few people came to say bye. Yeah. To me,
at the airport,
I was frazzled. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I was running around buying. I had one suitcase that had sweaters.
Yeah. Wow!
Because now I'm going from wearing a uniform,
to
clothes,
regular clothes.
Like, I can't be wearing my home clothes every day.
Before we get to that, what was the interview process for you
at the U.S. Embassy?
The interview. Yeah. It was a little bit different. So I was able to get a visa through like my parents' job.
Oh, okay.
Which that ended after that. So I didn't have to go through the F1 the first go around.
Okay.
Which
was a
huge blessing. Yeah. So that helped.
He's like, boom.
Because I didn't have to go like line
nothing,
up.
No interview behind the
Which, granted, when I got to the airport, they were like, what is this visa? I was like,
I don't know. I just got it.
Me
as
and
well.
You both. I don't know.
I'm just
passport,
here.
I don't know what
privilege.
That's like, wow, okay.
You get here.
So
what was your first? Did you travel alone? Or
no, my dad came with me. I don't know what I would have done.
Really?
Because the last time I was on a plane was when I was a baby.
Yeah.
I was not, you know. My dad obviously like traveled for work more or less. So we get on the flight. And my siblings are like, we don't know when we'll see her again.
Aww,
like there's just all these things. Yeah,
bawling out and crying probably at the airport.
I was just excited. I was like,
get me out of here.
I can't wait.
Because you know what? Because Connecticut, we flew through Boston.
Yeah.
My favorite team is the Celtics.
Celtics.
In my mind, I'm like, I'm going to see the Celtics.
Yeah.
That's all. Like,
until it was
until I looked at a map, I was like, oh, it's not
that close.
It's not. It's like an hour and a half. But I just landed in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first, I think we landed in the summer. And even if you know the summer is here,
it's hot.
Warm.
Yeah, we say like Rwanda is hot. It's different. It's dry. Different.
Thank you. Yes. Like, it hit different. Like,
it's different. Because you could feel it everywhere.
Yeah.
And
it
gets
muggy immediately.
And I always say, like, you know, we grew up watching movies and listen to songs of, like, Africa is hot and everything. So, like, you just take that in. And then you get here, like, so they said Africa was hot? Like
have you been outside?
Like, in the South, I went to school in Oklahoma. So, like, it was different. Like, Texas,
right?
Oklahoma. So, and then I'm like, dang, because, like, I don't know if you used Fahrenheit or Celsius.
All of it. I mean, 1 to 5, like.
Like, that's insane. Like, back home, you don't experience that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back home, what is it, like?
60 over 80?
Yeah, 80, 88.
Yeah.
On, like, a
volume. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, tropical weather.
The only thing is the sun.
True.
The sun is the only. I hear it's just, like.
The headache of the sun.
You can be under a tree back home, and you're good.
Here,
but here doesn't matter where you are.
It doesn't matter.
You're not escaping.
The AC. Ooh.
Well, that's the thing, because you go outside, you're burning.
Yeah.
You go inside, you're
shivering.
When have you ever used AC?
Oh yeah, because we don't have ACs back home. It's just like good weather.
You just open a window.
And then like
the
breeze.
We'll do this the rest.
Okay.
But here they're blasting AC, and I'm like, I can't be wearing a sweater.
Inside.
Yeah, people. But at the office, once you start going in the office, like people are actually cold.
I wear a full-on coat
in the summer.
I'm like, I'm not about to die here. And they're like, oh, where are you wearing? I'm like, do you not feel what I'm feeling? Because I'm dying.
So in the summer. It's the same. In the winter, same.
Okay, so you land, go through Boston,
And then we...
Connecticut.
Go to Connecticut the next day.
Was it the flight or was it drive?
No, it's like an hour and a half
in
the car.
Drive.
Okay.
Yeah. Who drove you?
The family friend who helped us.
Okay.
Cool.
Was like super nice.
Yeah.
All this is happening for the first time. I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I just know I'm about to be dropped off at school. I hadn't even thought about. I was like, I need a laptop.
Yeah.
I need all these things. I was like, I just didn't think about it.
The excitement was just.
Yeah,
as
just
far
the excitement.
Went.
Like
yes.
I was here.
On to the next thing. On to the next thing. I'm like,
then we get to the school. I think my dad had given him like. It was like probably like a guest dorm thing. Mm. So they gave him that, and then they showed me to my school. And this is during orientation, so it's before class start.
Yeah,
we do that. I meet everybody. I don't know if this is allowed to say, but this is the most white people I'd ever seen.
Oh yeah, yes.
It is.
I was like, I don't know what's going on. Everybody's speaking really fast.
Yes, yeah, like especially if you're a French speaking person, like your brain, and then you're like everybody's just like, blah, 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 blah.
I'm like, I don't know. Are you talking to me?
He's like, what are you saying? Can you slow down?
Do you know the one thing that I knew Americans do is they smile a lot, so I just smile. It was. Like, I probably looked unhinged for the first month.
Probably tired by the end of the day.
Like, why is she always smiling?
Cheeks hurt, like what?
Because you can only say, how many times
can you say? Yeah, after that, you feel like you actually
after that, it's a gamble. Like, I'm gonna smile and walk away
and see,
or just
and
say, okay,
because you feel it some type of way when you make somebody repeat multiple times, which is like insane. Yeah. Like, why do I have to feel this way? It's like, it's not my language, here.
Right?
I'm trying, but you feel like, oh, I'm bothering them because they don't understand. Which, like,
but then again, you try to speak.
Understand. Yeah,
and then they have to make you repeat yourself.
So slow, and the accent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which, like, we all had the same, like, really thick accent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's very slow. So I was like, you gotta meet me somewhere.
Yes, please, somewhere. Yeah. Yeah.
So we do all that. And then I, like, put my suitcase away. And then my dad, it's like, well, we gotta go get you a computer. Or we gotta get you, I had to get, like, shoes.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like, okay.
Things that I needed. Like, I needed basketball shoes.
Yeah.
More than one pair that I had. So we do all that. And then he had to leave, I think, after like a day or two.
Yeah.
So this is when it set in. I was like,
it's like,
oh.
I'm here by myself.
I was like, dang, this is real. Wow. He said bye. He had to go back to whatever, and like the airport, and then go back work.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there, and then you're meeting all your new classmates. And
no Africans, no Rwandans there.
Was no
there
Rwandans. Oh. I think. Dang. In the whole, I think there was like one more African kid, and he came about a week after me.
Yeah.
So right now I'm just doing orientation, and they're like, a fun fact. I'm like, have you ever been asked a fun fact?
No.
I have to be like, what is that?
Break the ice.
Yeah.
Icebreakers.
Yeah, icebreakers. Fun fact.
A fun fact. Like, I'm from Kigali.
Okay.
They don't know where that is either.
So I was like,
I'm learning all these things at the same time, it's all like boarding school.
Oh man.
And people are from like all over New England, and it's like a different culture.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, what did I get myself into? Like, what am I doing here?
What about food though? Like, how did you like get what's your transition? Like, you get here, school starts, and you know.
It was incredible. There's no other way. Here's the thing. I don't know how I love food. I didn't think I love food.
My girl.
So do we call you foodie? Do you call yourself foodie?
I mean, I wouldn't label myself, but like, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Go ahead. Continue. It wasn't like that kind of. It was just all the options.
If you watched a few episodes back,
this
guy talks about food as well. One of the like paradise. Like,
it was just crazy.
Like going to the cafeteria and see like you can eat all you can, all these cookies and all this like.
Yeah, the first time I was like, all this is for us. Yeah, just
but
like
meals we ate also.
We it was
did,
different,
but it was
but
different.
It was different. I'm moving.
There's levels to this ish.
There's
Notre Dame. Oh yeah, it's yeah. Like,
there's Notre Dame. It's very much so down.
Kauga.
It's in wild.
Yeah.
It was just I just had to eat to feel full.
Yes.
Get to we get to Green Hills. Green Hills. We would leave in the morning.
Yeah.
We'd have breakfast,
yes.
Which is just like tea and like bread with whatever.
Man,
whatever.
Like
depending on the day.
When you mentioned like how many times you guys ate at school,
it was
five
insane.
Times.
Amazing.
I'm like,
because then we get 10 a.m.
Yeah,
we go. We get breakfast. Freshly made tea and like baked stuff.
Tea, baked, yeah, it's whatever.
And I'm like, I had breakfast at 6:45. I'm having 10 a.m. Well, because what time do we start school?
I know you
or like 7:30.
You and somebody else and me were always at the first to get there
because our parents
had
to go.
Yeah, they had to go to work.
To work
so
at
just
7
you off
or whatever. 8.
Because
so
I think it was like
at
7:30 that everybody needed to be in class, but we were always there like at 6:50, 7, and then we wait
like
for 30 minutes.
Waking up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
So by 10 a.m. it's like running out. So I'm like, all right, get more
refuel. Nice.
1 p.m.
You eat
lunch.
A whole new plate, and this is like there'd be like chicken and stuff.
Yes.
At my other school, I had meat maybe one time, and that was on Parents' Day.
They have to show the parents that they are eating.
Yeah.
Because it was like a Catholic school, like Notre Dame. So like you probably like when they celebrate, like at least Ifac, it was like a Don Bosco. So like Don Bosco day, like that's when like the boarding school students ate like good food. And then other than that, it was like just like a regular.
It was either rice and beans, rice and beans, or sweet potatoes and beans, or fufu and beans. That's it.
Man.
Green Hills.
So Green Hills, we're eating then.
And
then
soft
we,
life.
Yeah, it was as soft as you can go. And then when we did the day, the like start staying a little bit
longer, then we have a 4 dinner, p.m. You have a 4 p.m. Then you have a dinner as well.
Yeah.
And it's good food.
It was good food. It was great food.
Great food.
And then I go home and eat again.
Yeah.
Thank God we were playing basketball.
Mad.
And I get to the U.S. I've never seen a breakfast spread.
Breakfast what?
Spread.
Spread.
I'm like, there's yogurt and granola.
Yeah.
I had to ask, what is this?
Like, how do you eat this?
So I just watch other people, and then, like, you just go. There's eggs. There's
like waffles and
The first bacon. Day I took a little bit of everything. I couldn't even finish. I was just like, this is amazing.
Like, that's so me. Like, that was so me. I was like, oh, pizza? I'll take that. Burger? I'll take that. Fries? I'll take that.
I was mixing things that do not
mix. You're like, instead of having a balanced meal, it's just carbs everything. On carbs on carbs.
Yes.
And then chocolate milk. Just like,
no cookies for you?
No, of course, I have to come by.
She gets it.
What do you mean? It's there for me to consume.
Oh my god.
It was wild. And we were doing sports.
So you were hungry.
Yeah, you have to.
You were like,
so then I was
running more than ever.
Running, yeah. Every day.
How was the... Like comparing to the type of practice,
I hated it.
So it was much more intense here.
I hated it.
Like it was like,
because you know, like at Green Hills,
yeah.
I just did basketball and we like the warm up,
the little
super
things,
late,
and then you start playing.
There, they're like, we're gonna run a mile, and I was like, I don't run. I don't know how to tell you this, but like, I'm not a runner.
Yeah,
I will run.
Just
after
give me the
ball.
Basketball
yeah, give me and the then ball, I'll run after the ball. Yeah,
but don't. So now we're doing preseason.
Yeah,
preseason
like, usually in the fall.
That's when I was like, I want to go back home, actually. Like, I don't think I'm made for this. Because all you do is... Because preseason, running. There's no class. You're running.
You're running every morning.
And lifting.
You have morning practice. You have afternoon practice. And then you're doing like a
weights.
Like a makeup game, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. You're running, how do you call them again? The real scrimmage that you have to run.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I'm going to be a goalie. We still had to run.
Oh, you were like,
for soccer?
Let me switch.
Yeah.
Let me switch.
You still have to run as a goalie? Oh yeah, because like the whole team. Dang,
a team. You gotta do the full thing.
So did you switch?
Well, because it was a season.
Different
like,
seasons, like
on the season. Okay, so summer.
Soccer was like in the fall, like slash summer, and then in the when it's cold,
then
you do basketball season.
And then I did lacrosse. So all just running.
You are like an athlete.
Yeah. Well, it was either lacrosse or track. Do you know who's not gonna run for no reason? Me.
She's not a runner.
So I was like just learning all these things. I'm just like, is there a ball involved? Yeah, sure, I'll sign up.
Okay.
But my god, I hated practice so much. Loved game day.
Yes.
Hated practice. But then it's like, because I'm not running, I'm so out of shape, and I'm just drinking chocolate milk.
Man,
it was insane.
But if I mean talking about sports, if I may ask, like, what was like, how do you feel like you did in sports? Like, were you like, you know, number go-to person when it came to basketball at your school? Like, were you like,
I wouldn't say so. I was like just a safe middle.
Okay.
Like if.
But you were a starter. Like, did you start?
I was a starter, for sure.
Like, they needed that size. Like, you probably were taller than other kids.
And I could fool you. But then it's like, if you get aggressive, I'm like, stay away from me. Like, I don't want to fight. I'm just here to go to school.
Like this, is this extracurricular activities.
Yeah. This is when you start realizing that there are people that play for different reasons.
It's like, I was like, actually, not for me.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed I think it was really nice to have the structure and the coaches. And also that helped me with language because I'm in this country. I'm learning a new language, like fully immersed. I'm seeing the same people every day. Yeah. Class and all that.
Becoming
so
friends,
it definitely helped.
Community,
and like I'm making friends beyond just my class, and I have friends in like
sports. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So you start connecting, you start integrating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, did you finish the high school with in basketball, or did you eventually stop playing sports, or did you just
it wasn't an option?
Because you came on a scholarship before.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't, it was more like you have to play sports.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah,
sorry.
Oh, high school, you have to play.
You
sports?
Have to be, yeah. It's like part of the whole like curriculum. There, it's like you have to do something after school.
And you played 3 sports.
Well, yeah, because every season is
every season had to be something.
Wow.
There was other options, but I was like, yeah, I'll do soccer.
I'll do this basketball, and I'll do this.
Like in the spring, it was a toss up. It's like you either do track or you do lacrosse. A lot of the girls that I was talking to at the time and like in my class were doing lacrosse. I was like, so yeah, sure, I'll join. Of course.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
That's different.
Like playing on turf, and I was like, I don't want to be running.
Yeah.
Every minute of every day.
And it's like a different type of like conditioning when it comes to lacrosse. Like
yeah.
Man, like hand-eye coordination, and
you're like doing the jumping over stuff, and it's like,
yeah,
not for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now the combination of school and sports. Yeah. How was school? Are you integrating with school? Was anything different?
At first, it was tough because half the time I didn't know what they were saying. Because now English is for real.
Now become accent.
For the first month, I'm pretty sure I showed up with no homework because I was like, I didn't hear you ask for homework.
Wow.
And I'm just here. I'm like, okay.
Out there smiling.
Like, yeah, where's smiling. Your homework?
The only thing that I knew was when we were in math class. Because like, it's oh, I know.
Math is math. Mm.
X plus Y is equal to 10. Like, you can see that in any language.
I'm like, I got you. This is great.
But history.
Yeah.
Everything else.
We go. We had an ethics class. And the guy
ethics.
Was like. This was a very different type of high school. Like,
was
high school
it
thing.
A religious school?
No, thank God.
Okay. Ethics?
Yeah.
Wow. In high school?
Yeah.
How was the experience?
So it was something ethics. It was honestly really fun once I got into it. But it's, you know what else that we were not prepared for is the amount of reading that you have to do in this country. Because it was always about math, physics.
Yes.
You get the answer right.
And you memorize the definitions and everything.
You
just keep
it
moving.
As long as you memorize, you're good. Here they're like critical thinking. You gotta read. You gotta make a sound argument. So that was one. I was like, I don't know what you want
you
me to say.
You have to learn to express yourself.
Express your own understanding in your own words.
Yeah.
Don't regurgitate what I told you.
But
just like
you have to cram everything and repeat whatever
repeat
you.
It.
If
and
that's
you have
how,
to repeat
yeah.
it exactly how you got taught. Here they're like, nah, anybody can read.
Yes.
Like, what did you think?
How do you understand?
Yeah. So
I
the
like
first
the
month,
perspective that you just added mm-hmm. because we've been just talking about, we talk about in general in terms of education, but we don't go deeper into the little details because that's something that I even completely forgot.
It's insane, But mm-hmm. So because you're used to being a straight A student there because the answer is there.
Is there.
Which, we are also very smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But once you get here, there's an added level of like, you gotta read, understand, and express yourself in
comprehend.
A language. Yeah, comprehend in a language that you're on.
That's like your third
learning.
Or fourth.
Your fourth, third language.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and like we're doing all these things. In the first month, I'm like, I understand you're saying something,
but I don't know.
I don't know
saying.
Where we're going with it. But after you get used to it, and it'll just be about anything. So it was ethics in that we would read a book or we'd read a chapter, and then we'll like. And I would hear
discuss
my peers, my classmates
things.
Say stuff. I'm like, how did you even think about that?
I literally, like, I told him the same thing. I was like, I think it was like a zoology class that I went to. And like my first semester, I did like chemistry, mm-hmm. which was math. I was like, okay, I can see that. And then that zoology class, like it was so many like, you know, scientific names and everything. It was just more about discussions.
Mm.
And that people would like, some girl behind me, like a girl behind me asked a question. I looked at her, I'm like, how did you even like, think that and then just like be able to ask like how do you even get there?
Yeah.
Man, and then like usually looking back, I'm always like, man, give yourself some patience. You gotta get there. Like
yeah, but it's really
but
hard.
Like in that
really hard because
like in that time
you're comparing, trying to integrate,
to
you feel like
up, you're like I'm here for a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like I can't mess up because like it's a lot of money for my parents that I'm paying.
You're thinking about that report card when you have to explain why you have a C in ethics. They're like, do you not know right from wrong? You know, like it's so much more than that. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
How long did it take you for that actual? Sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Like, I wanted to ask, like, how long did that take you to actually start saying, "I can understand what you're asking for"? And
it took me about a month and a half, 2 months.
That's when fast.
I started actually understanding what's being said.
Okay.
Okay.
Because, remind you, I didn't really have like a phone.
Yeah.
So I was working.
Yeah.
So we went to the store, we got a phone, we got a prepaid phone or something.
Yes,
I didn't realize that there's extra steps.
Yeah.
So I have this like flip phone, it's not even a smartphone, that I'm like, I can't make calls.
Yeah.
I can't get calls.
Yeah.
So if I need to talk to my parents, they would call on like the dorm phone. Literally it was like on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be in the dorm every single minute. So I talk to them once a week.
Yeah.
Wow. Other than that, it has to be English. Or like Facebook friends at night for an hour. I had an hour of Facebook.
So now you're completely immersed in English language.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it sounds like you're in prison because like you have 1 hour of like recess.
Was, yeah.
1 hour sometimes.
It's not just everything. It's like going to court.
Do you accept? I'm like, my friend's like, yep. I had to buy airtime. I had to go to the store to buy
credit money, or like credit,
if I need to make a phone call.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Same.
Sometimes I'm like, man, I can't believe we made that.
What was okay? Yeah, I know. I just asked about the school, but so keep going with that because it just reminded me. Like now, you separated completely from the culture, and now you have to completely immerse in that. Was there any mental health toll? Did you even think about mental health,
or I didn't know that it was mental health?
Yeah,
I just knew I was struggling.
Yeah,
and I didn't know how to explain that I'm struggling to people who back home are like, yeah, she's in America.
It's a privilege. Like you shouldn't be complaining.
And I'm like, nobody here understands me.
Yeah,
I don't understand the people.
You can tell.
And it's just a very
home.
Different culture. And I'm coming into my last year of people who have been together for 3 years.
Yeah, 3-4 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there. I think honestly, I probably was a little bit
because
I'm learning all these things. And mind you, I'm from a very strict family.
Yeah.
So there are things that I have no idea what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, like this person, I'm like, I'm just trying to go to school and like do my homework and do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then I would like have all these feelings. I have nobody to talk to.
Yeah.
But there's like obviously and this is when there's that thing of like a teacher's pet. I wasn't a teacher's pet, but honestly, because the adults were so nice to me.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I had to like
some sort of like pity on you, like this little African kid.
Want to help you.
Okay, I'm glad it wasn't, because I've seen that at least in my own personal experience.
I was really fortunate that I'd like to think I have a little bit of a likable personality, even though I was like.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm struggling, but like, at least I still have it in me.
You never lost that you, actually, because a lot of people just...
Personable.
Yeah. They come.
I'm like, thank God, some people like me here.
Yeah.
So like, I would like kind of latch onto them.
The positive side. Yeah.
They're like the few adults that like, some of them were my coaches. It was like, at least I can talk to them a little bit and like start to open up.
Yeah.
But I think for the first two months, they would like write to my parents, like, yeah, she hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure for the first 3 weeks, they're like, I don't think... She hasn't said a single thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Okay. So you make it through high school.
High school, yeah.
And
before I make it through, do you know the hardest part?
Thank you. Go ahead.
Coming into high school, into your last year, is college applications.
That's what I was going to get to.
We were trying to figure out the new language, the new system, new friends, new culture. But also, like, by the way,
You have
to go to college.
There's no gap year.
Just show up.
There's no gap year here.
I mean, that they offer that, and I was like, there's no way.
It's not an option for me. Like, I'm going to a whole year.
I'm not ready for
a whole year, no.
So you went to grade 12 immediately. You did not go to grade 11.
Because I didn't want to be held back. I was like, I have to go.
I was smart.
And then now it's like, now
they
you
tried.
Have. So you're adapting to grade 12, and now you have to start making applications.
You need to go take TOEFL. You need to go take
these
SATs.
Yes, you need to.
I'm like, another critical thinking thing.
So like the Cambridge system didn't like, you know, help at all in like some of those things
it's
at all.
No,
no, it's college. It's different. It doesn't matter. Different. Even the people.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like with the TOEFL, like IELTS and then SATs or ACTs.
Remember the English test that we took for Cambridge?
Yes, I remember.
It was wild because we took English as a second language.
Yeah.
Mm.
The whole exam, you're gonna laugh because I feel like a fraud. The whole exam was like there'd be like a photo of like a baguette.
And you have to
describe. Like a car. They're like, which one is a car?
Like, wait, say it again.
It was so.
Oh, that's. I thought it was like when
it
you.
Was bad.
I don't. There was different sections, but I don't know.
Oh man!
I feel like it's true.
It
I just
like
remember
that.
Something
because all of us took it.
Yeah, ESL. Yeah.
Or maybe it was French. I don't know. There was one exam. Maybe
one exam.
Really?
Because English we have to write.
Oh yeah, it was actually French. The whole class, the whole Francophone class.
Yeah.
Finished within the first 15 minutes.
Yes. There we go.
Oh,
yeah, the Francophone.
And then English, even though it was ESL, like we had teacher, like the teacher that taught us.
Yeah.
And she would, I mean, she was kind of hard on us.
Yes.
But it helped. Because now we're writing an essay about, I don't know.
Something.
Read,
it's like,
this, like
she gives
quote.
You a subject and you have to think through this, but you don't know
that
how to.
That was the first
to...
time I read a book in English.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
I still have it. It's like a red book.
What was that? There was a girl inside that we started calling nicknames on people.
I don't remember, but there was something.
Yeah,
it that was, definitely prepared me. But then once you like taking it back to SATs, like SAT
different.
English is
oh.
it's not English that you use every day.
No, listen, like I took the SAT twice back home, and it made me hate the English language
because it's not real English.
Like it was insane.
Yeah.
Like I would always wait for the math section.
Yeah. That you fly through, and then you get to, you're like, oh, it's my like, God.
Now, hey, you have to express yourself.
Critical thinking. And,
think about this. Do this. Write this. Write about this.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of like college application and everything, because you have to like write essays to like to different schools that you want to, you know, apply to and everything. Like, was that a tough?
That was hard. I don't remember what I wrote about. That was a long time ago. But I just remember being really overwhelmed because I was always in the college, what is it, like admin?
College board?
There's college board. We had like an office that...
Oh, like counselor's office? Yes. Like where like the college advisor, counselor.
So now I'm navigating... College as an international student is more expensive.
Yeah.
So now I have like the financial... I can only go to schools that offer me this. Mm-hmm. But also... You have to score really high, and then you have to do all these things. So all my friends are like, getting into their dream schools, and I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to college.
Yeah.
But I got into a couple schools, thank God. All of them did not give me as much money as it was really expensive. Mm-hmm. It's like, even if the school is like 60 grand, they're like, yeah, we'll give you 40. I'm like, that's still 20.
Like 20. Yeah, 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 like
for sure.
Yeah.
So that's when I got like that. We're talking about mental health. That's when it. Standard. I was like,
you
I
went
don't know
through
who,
it.
To talk to, because nobody at home is going to understand it. Yeah. Nobody here gets it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yourself. Oh, I guess like 1 year in America was it.
Yeah.
I really thought I was
seriously?
Wow.
You like at this,
I graduated and I still had not committed to a school. And some of the schools were like, I remember I wanted to do architecture.
Yeah.
So I applied to this school in Boston and they flat out told me, they're like, we don't accept international students.
Ha! Huh? Like seriously, in an email, straight like up. We don't accept.
Yeah.
That's harsh. And I was just like, wow, I never even
considered like
considered that as like a response. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got into all these schools. And I'm like, yeah, this is great, but I still
you
can't go.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So then I like packed my bags, and there was like some things with like miscommunication back home.
Yeah.
That people, they're like, oh, she might not want to come back. I'm like, oh.
No, I just
don't know what I'm doing.
Like, yeah. I need some sort of like guidance. Like, hey, this is like somebody because like you're still young at that time. You don't know how to make decisions. Yeah. Like, oh, and then like,
and this is
you were the only random. You said who was at your school. Like, if you had somebody like to guide you, like, hey, this is how you can do things.
Yeah. So then two Africans came after me, but they're all like the year behind me. So I was the only
like you
were the trailblazer.
Yeah,
I mean,
at school.
Yeah, you can like, say that, but it was like wild.
It is, because that's a different experience compared to everybody that we've interviewed, because some way, some another, they were Africans that kind of guided them, because we talked about community being a big thing, and somehow now, like, people, like I say, bro, for some reason, anytime you're back home, all you want to is, hey, let me just get there. But you don't really
you don't
know,
think
like,
about
things.
Once you're there, like,
yeah, it's like, what are
a
the
lot
things
of
yeah.
to figure
yeah.
out?
And you what, 16, 18, now
I'm
that
16.
You're 16
I'm
for the 16. First time.
I think I just turned 17.
And you're making, like, grown-up decisions.
It's like, yeah, it's like, hey, these are the
things. Well, I wasn't really, I was just, like, presenting options to my parents and then being like,
what
and I'm like,
think?
I understand, this is a lot. Honestly, I was scared to even, like, say, like.
Bring up some options, like, hey, like.
I can't show you this.
I have siblings. Like, I have siblings now. They have to eat.
I have two siblings. I still need to go to school. Like, I'm not an only child. So, like, I have to be for real.
To be
real.
Yeah. So now you're like, okay.
So now I'm doing all this. And then, like, obviously, there's, like, some family friends that are here. Can, like, kind of,
help
nowhere
you.
Close,
yes.
but kind of understand it. So my parents would lean on them to be like, hey, how did you navigate this?
Yes.
Or, like, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, I'm getting all these classmates are like, oh, my God, I'm going to this. I'm going to Cornell. I'm going to this. And I'm like, I'm going home in the summer, and I don't
that's
know if
no
I'm
way
coming, back.
Coming back.
Please
yeah.
stop
that's
asking
for
me.
Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now I'm like, I think I was, like, that's when anxiety started. I didn't know what that was.
Yes.
I just remember one day I was like, I need to go on a walk. And I'm probably going to be crying.
Yeah.
I don't know why or how, but it's
Man.
Just happening. And I can't, like, because there's all this excitement.
And
now there's, like, prom happening. There's all this. And I'm like, this is all great, but
like
what am I doing in the fall?
What's tomorrow? Like I don't know.
Things that are weighing heavy on yourself. And people
and
are just
can't,
like.
And nobody gets it. No, there's nobody that can understand it. And people are like, oh, my God, are you so excited to finish? And I'm like, yeah.
Sure.
Super excited.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm like,
stop
oh
asking
God.
Me that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then, like, you have that expectation from back home, like, okay, Kelly, she's abroad
America.
And everything.
Yeah.
That kind
Do
of like.
You know what we're thinking? Kelly's in America.
She's
yes.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't know, like, Kelly's going through it.
Going through it, never posted
And you can't
on Facebook,
even actually
nothing.
Say
yeah.
anything
can't
because
say anything.
You feel like, oh my God, like, this is a privilege to be here. Why am I feeling
I shouldn't
this
be complaining.
I shouldn't
Everybody's
be complaining
to be where I am.
All these things
yeah.
that are weighing on you, but you can't express
yeah.
to anybody.
Man.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to lose it.
So, okay, like, you've had those trials and tribulations mm-hmm. in high school, you're trying to like apply. I think you mentioned something about like you end up going home.
Yeah, so I finished school, mm-hmm. like I graduated, which that's the other thing. Graduation is like a huge like celebration.
Big thing here, yeah.
And that's like good luck with everything. So I'm like, well, everything is I still have 2 days to pack up and then go. So I packed everything because I'm not coming back to the
yeah.
school.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow. Because you got to get out of the dorms.
You got to get out yeah. of the dorms. And I have all these things that I amassed somehow.
To clean and get
like,
it
out. I need. I can only take 2 bags on that yeah, plane. No, yeah, no plane. And I'm not paying $400 or whatever for a third.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'll be back maybe.
Yeah.
So I pack up and a teacher like dropped me off at the airport. Wow. So then I moved back home and I'm like, I don't know what's next.
We're
like,
wow.
Oh, so how did next? It feel though? Like when you got home, was there some of those weight that kind of left out, or were you still thinking about, hey, I gotta do this after?
It was. I was excited to see you guys, to be honest. Because I came right before graduation.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm excited to go see like you guys graduate. So it was like a little bit, and then you guys started talking about like what you're doing next. I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out. Just take it a day at a time.
And to be honest with you, I feel like I need to start apologizing to how I used to see things and how I used to be like, oh, fine. You in America. Like, you don't think too much about.
And you're like, must be nice.
You're completely ignorant. Completely ignorant about it until you actually get to face it. And we don't even talk about that mental health at that age or even like at the time before, mental health was not a big thing. So for us, we're not even thinking about
it. It's like, stop complaining.
Stop complaining. You're privileged. You got, yeah. So I have to apologize if I ever came out in the way are you here? Like, tell us about US.
It was all excitement. Like, I was like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was good because it made me to have a poker face.
Nah.
I'm really good at thinking on my feet now.
Yes, like, yeah.